you know, when I got asked to do the production, I wasn't too familiar with the show. I had seen the movie years ago, and I had seen the stage show years ago. But I remember it being a really kind of long, drawn-out, really weird show. And so I sat down with the script, and yeah, I'm not necessarily one to want to change things and to want to dig into, like, the darker side, but when I was reading the script, I noticed that it was really a very, very sad story. And I realized that all the productions I had seen kind of focused on, like, the happier aspect of the show, which didn't really fit what they were trying to portray. You know, the show is about this boy who at literally every turn of his life has struggled and been knocked down by the world, and he's deaf, dumb, and blind because of the horrible accident that happens with his father when his father shoots his mother's boyfriend, and at the age of 4, he witnesses his first murder, and then his body kind of shuts him down, and through that, all these horrible things are happening to him. And so I decided that we would play for the realistic aspects of the show and not for, you know, oh, let's make it happy-go-lucky because Tommy's so funny, because it's really not. So we didn't take all of the joy out of the show, but I did make it a much more realistic portrayal of what it would have really been like, one, specifically during the time of World War II, which is where this show is set, and specifically for this character of the boy. We really get to experience the highs and the lows of his emotions, and I appreciate that a lot more for the show because when I sit down and watch it, I get more emotional. And I realize that we're reaching the audience in a different way than I've ever been reached when it comes to the show. And when it comes to choreography, there's some really, really cool numbers. And my favorite part of the choreography is that those are the numbers that bring us into a more high energy, more fun-filled aspect of the show. And there's not that many of them. So when we get to the choreography, it's these really as massive dance numbers, and it's just the cast, you can just see how much fun they're having because they finally have a reprieve from all this really sad energy that they're having to portray for the audience. And so I think it looks really cool, and it's definitely, the feel of the show is definitely very American Horror Story meets Across the Universe meets Clockwork Orange, and the choreography is very true to the time period. You know, it's the 1940s through the 1960s. And so it's big energy, it's lots of, you know, wild arm movements, and just lots of kind of bouncing around, which is really what you need for those dance numbers.
What has been most fun for you, counterbalancing, as you say, the darkness with choreography in terms of innovations?
You know, this show has been really the first show that I've gotten to genuinely kind of bare my soul on a show, and so the most fun has been getting to actually dig into what these characters really are all about, because they're really, really human people. Most, you know, when you get to musical theater, you have a lot of over-exaggerated story arcs and these, you know, these stock characters a lot of the time, and that's fine. I'm not knocking that at all. I love musical theater, what I want to do for the rest of my life, but it's been a joy to come to work and get to say, well, let's word work this song. Let's make the song a monologue and find out what they really mean when they're singing this, because the songs aren't written like musical theater pieces. They're rock songs that tell a story, and they have these deep, deep, deeply personal arcs for these characters. You know, we have Mr. Walker, who at the age of 18, and when he starts the show, we've made him 18, and he gets called off the war, comes back, finds out his wife is now with another man because she thought he was dead. And then, you know, he's got this whole thing where he doesn't even know he has a kid. And his whole arc in the show is discovering that he is now this father to this kid who is now deaf, dumb, and blind. And it's interesting how, you know, in one turn of events, by being called up to war, his entire life gets flipped upside down and he never gets a chance to get it back. And it's just been really satisfying emotionally to get to dig into musical theater characters as people and as really human stories. And you don't often get that a lot of times with musical theater pieces because a lot of them are fluffy and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking that at all. But this piece has been a really emotional journey. And so to come to work, you know, we've had a lot of rehearsals where we just cry because it's heavy stuff, but it's been one of the most satisfying directorial experiences I've had, and I'm really grateful to have it.